daughter. One is called Braja Sundari. Your daughter has such a beautiful name, Braja Sundari. And this is Marusati. This is one of them. What is her name? Sarita. Rasarani and Braja Sundari. So they are very good friends of us, and we always come together with devotees who are living outside of the society of Samina with Jirus Dhyanaraj. He is also initiated by Swami Maharaj. We were planning to go to his house, but we have so little time. And but any they are very much wanting to welcome you also today. Who else is there? Parijita. He is also a disciple of Swami Maharaj. Bharatacharya, he is a good friend of ours. He is initiated also at the same time as we were. And his wife, also there. Shadala is there?
Oh, this is Shadala.
Very nice. So we come together and we try to develop good relationships and try how we can make progress. And all our friends, most of them,
कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यं गौरक्षितु गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय अवक्रोति गुरु गौरांग राधा गोविंद अपरमाई हैप्पी गंदा प्रणाम को भाई गुरुदेव स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑल्सो जो संन्यास गुरु हुआ स्वामी जी मेरे भक्ति सब ज्ञान के सब स्वामी महाराज आई ऑल्सो गो डाउन टू अगर पिक अप स्वामी भक्ति वेदांत महाराज I treat him as my Siddha Guru, also my friend, also my godfather. There are so many relations with me. When he came to Mathura at first, I was fortunate to serve him. And I especially inspired him to take renounce order. at that time he was penniless. He was telling me that when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, I saw a sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who take shelter of Krishna should make them beggar in street. And if he becomes a beggar of the street, dead beggar, and yet not living Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, then I give everything what he wants. Like Maharaj Yudhishthi, Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, that's it. So he was thinking that I am doing devotional services to Krishna, chanting Hari name. But he was hearing, he was saying that I am hearing, I was at that time hearing, that Krishna will make me gifted giver, perhaps. And gradually he lost his factory of medicine, and after that shop also in Allahabad, and everything. And then penniless he came to me in Mathura. I told him that you should take renunciation and fulfill this, what your Gurudev wants. He has ordered you to speak in Western countries in English language. But you still speaking? Your children have left you, your wife has left you, but still how, why you are in here? Then he told that I must do an intimate life. Or Gurudev come from Mayapur. And he also told the same, and he was at once ready. And he took sannyas. I was priest. I also make a dent for him with my own hand. I cut pieces to
bamboo.
And cloth. Also cloth. He did not know how to wear the cloth from my hand. I did so. I cut him in so many ways. He told me to send him all books to the system. Perhaps at that time he was. So many things. His books, Mridanga, Karatal, and all other things. Even DTs, also very famous street,
Mathura Peda.
Mathura Peda. He was very fond of very successful things. And he used to prepare all this with his own hands. So he told also me to come to Western country. But I was that time serving my Gurudev. So I told that after some time you will see what he does. I think that what he has told, that is true. Satya Sankalpa Purush. What he will tell, that never be mitya.
Never be false.
Never be false. So at that time he told me to come to West and help in Western region. Though I could not follow at that time, but I think that Swamiji has managed all these things. My English language, so poor, so poor. I can't express my whole idea. I was penniless as him. Yes, perhaps 5 rupees or anything. I noticed all this. So I think that he has managed to come to Western country because he has now left this planet. And he is serving his master, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, and other altars, he is serving Radha and Krishna. My motive was to come to this Western country for two purposes. First purpose was that where he has kept his lotus feet just, I should take darshan. Understand darshan? I should must go there and take dust on my, very sacred dust, I should take in my head and my heart. He did splendid work in very short time. So when all the parts of the whole world and he turned all the drinkers, also persons like hippies, he even did not know who is Krishna, what is Sankirtan, always in reason and being. But he turned so magically all the persons in the wood. Unqualified devotee, that I am seeing. Secondly, I have heard when I was Mathura, I am hearing from about 5 or 6 years, that all the senior devotees were so sincere and worked hard for him and helped him and served him, like myself. They are not behaved well, and they were neglected, and thus they have become bound to live this life. I know some of them that even they are so sincere, and they want to serve Swamiji, the Prabhupada. But they are getting no chance from the body, especially leaders. So I wanted to come in those places so that I may can unite them again. And some inspiration should be given to them. And they should eagerly advance in chanting Hari name and devotional services, thinking. And they should advance in
Krishna
consciousness. The message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the same message of our Guru Parampara, Annie Lenine Swamiji was in the same Parampara, and he had message, the same message that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us. Bhakti is like a current of river current. If you will try to control the river and have it to stop, and because the current will not have any way controlled in every way, then it may dry. So we should know that bhakti is like a current, and it should develop up to prem. Bhakti has been divided into 3 parts. Satang prasangam mama vidya samvidau bhavanti ritakarana rasa
rasayana katha
rasayana katha
tadyosanat
asu upaparavat vatsmani sada
bhakti
rati
bhakti anukrami.
Swamiji came and he told us who is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness, what is sadhu, what is maya, what is spirituality. He had not so much time that he should make sadhan bhakti into rati and rati into mala, because he has very little time. most of the, his time went on cutting the karmi, jnani, mayavadi and all this. So he gave in his books everything, but he could not preach what he wanted to preach up to top, prema bhakti. He began this mission in Srimad Bhagavata teaching. And Rupa Goswami has also explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I think you are understanding my language. If you are not understanding, you can tell. They can again explain. Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told that Satang Prasangam Bhavidya Sambhutai Bhavan Terit Karana Sahayana Katha. Satang, who are sadhu, bona fide Vaishnava. What is the symptom of bona fide? In Srimad Bhagavatam explained, and also Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. Chaitanya Chaitanya so easily it has been accepted. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sridham Puri at the time of Rath Festival, chariot festival. He was in Radha mood at that time. He was seeing Jagannath, but not seeing Jagannath, seeing him as Brijendanandan Shyam Sundar. Jagannath is Vasudeva Krishna of Dwarka, because he has Baladeva Prabhu and Subhadra. So Puri is like Dwarka. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell, used to see him. He was not seeing Subhadra and Baladeva there. He is Shyam Sundar, Madana Mohan, and the son of Brijendanandan Nand Maharaj, and the son of Yashoda, and he is especially Radhakanta. And thus he became in the mode of Srimati Radhika, what Radhika tested to see Krishna. When festival was over, a Vaishnava came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told, now we are going. What to do? When will we return to our home? He told that you should serve Krishna. You should chant Harinam, meditate Harinam, and serve Vaishnava. He ordered it for you. You should be in association of qualified person. Always chant and remember Harinam. And such the duties of Radha and Krishna. Second year, again, that same devotee came and asked, what is the symptom of Vaishnava? Soul, very simple. That without caste and creed, those who are chanting Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or only Radha and Krishna, you should know that he is Vaishnava. Whether he is initiated or not initiated, he is in our life. He may have some ego, some lust, he may have some other bad qualities, but even though he is taking Harinam, he should be honored, not neglected. So you should do dandavat to that person. And you should know that he is Vaishnava. Again he met after an hour on years after the year. And he again spoke that question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that those who have been initiated in chanting, always chanting. First was that, if they chant only Hare Krishna or Krishna, without initiation or with initiation, you treat him as a friend and sir, and do pranam. But here next, here he told that those has been initiated and chanting regularly and giving up their bad habits with a sambandha jnana, with a relation with Krishna. What are the relations? This is sambandha jnana, who it's pure guru gifts that in the time of diksha. We are all servant of Krishna. Jivara Sarupa hai,
Nishta Krishna.
Whether anyone accept or not, but all jivas in whole world, in whole planet, all are, whether they are conditioned soul or deliberate, all are bodhisattva. Whether anyone is accepting or not, but all are God and He is Prabhu. This is ordinary, simple religion. By chanting and by the association, we will know that He is our friend. Not friend like Sugriva and Vibhishan. They cannot sit on the same seat where Ramchandra sits. They cannot do like embrace. They cannot give anything, eating himself and giving to Krishna. They cannot do. But Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Ishtar Krishna, Alamanga, Arjun,
Madhumangal,
they can eat, and if it is tasteful, then yes, in the mouth of bosom friends. More advanced relation is that Vatsalya Bhav, that is Mother Yashoda and Krishna his son. He can even have his ears twisted. Oh, look, you have become so naughty. You have become so thief. You will be spoiled, so I should rebuke. Rebuke you. Dhurta, chor, like. And sometimes he tightens his hand, sometimes he is binding
Adokal.
In Adokal Krishna. And then, oh, I will
beat you.
Having a teaching. Once Krishna was playing in the courtyard of Yashoda. And Krishna was weeping so much bitterly, Mother, 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 I want to go in your lap. I want to take your breath. But Yashoda said, no, I will not take you in my life. Now you have become thief and going to Nevrat and
sitting butter.
Butter and all things. And Krishna was weeping. Narada came at once and, oh, the what personality of God?
Supreme personality of God.
Supreme personality of Godhead. Supreme Lord Krishna, having all power, almighty, person of us, and he is rolling in the courtyard of Yashoda Maiya, and he is hankering to be in the laps of Yashoda Maiya. But yet Yashoda Maiya said, no, no. Then he prays to Yashoda Maiya. What miracles he had done in his past life, what austerities he has done, in what six sacred places he has done, that this almighty Krishna is rolling in his courtyard and is taking note of him. Let how he is possible. Alas, I could have been like this. So I must be the dust of Yashoda Maiya's lotus feet. So this is the relation between son and myself, not as a father, a son, and Krishna like father and mother. Otherwise the bhakti will be upset. We should like to be the father and mother of Krishna. That from boyhood I will serve Krishna, and if I am mother and if I am son, and Krishna, we think that Krishna is my father and mother, then Krishna will have to serve me from boyhood. So it is not bhakti. So this relation, and more than that, the relation is what Gopi Jana. Gopi Jana Vallabha. He is my Prana Vallabha. He can be served in every way. Yashoda cannot serve Krishna in all ways or by all his indriyas,
senses.
But just Gopi can serve Krishna by all their senses. So this relation is supermost. Any jeev in his constitution has any one of these relations. Guru comes down or Krishna comes down to this earth, descends to give these things and to make their bhakti, but sadhan bhakti, then bhava bhakti, and then to prema bhakti. And from prem, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhava, mahabhava, it goes so high. So here, satang prasangam vavitya sambhidau bhavante ritukarana rasayana katha dosadhu and all. And then third class of superior Vaishnava. Next year he came and told. Who are the Vaishnava? He told that those who have given up everything in the lotus feet of Krishna and has become Saranagam. Sincere.
Surrender.
Saranagat Bhaktas. Those who have taken shelter in a private place. No anger. No lust. They have conquered their all kinds of ego, everything, at all no offenses, nothing to quarrel with anyone, no envy to anyone. And they have become sina dapi suni chena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manvena sushanina. Sina dapi suni. You perhaps know this slogan, Sina Dapi Suni. Even more than grass, but humble,
more than grass.
More than grass. Sahishnu, tolerance like trees. If anyone wants fruit, it gives. It gives. Chaya.
Shade.
If he wants, it gets well. If he wants a furniture, it will be. But not wanting a drop of water. His everything, his bark, his leaf,
root,
branches, everyone is for others, not for the Vaishnavi should be like this. No praise wanting, giving praise to them according to their qualification. His worldly, that his mind, he is not mine. All are servants of Krishna, so I should honor all and also. So those who have become like this and chanting Harinam, Ashtakal. Ashtakaliya Leela, meditating. Ashtakaliya Leela means Krishna, what does from morning to again morning, that is Nishanta Leela to again Nishanta Leela. It has been divided into 8 parts. from morning what Krishna does with gopis, with mother, with friends, how he does in a chain. Not knowing what is the body, where I am, he always saying, I am in Vrindavan with Krishna, always saying. These are the Uttam Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. In this world they are very rare. Very rarely they descend to this world, like Krishna. To have a Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna is not so difficult. But to have darshan of the sadhus are very difficult and very dear. Because Krishna, if Krishna gets himself, he can give only part of him, not everything. But if something like this, Uttam Mahabhagavat, they can give Krishna in full, with Srimati Radhika, with Vrindavan, everything they give. So, we pray Giriraj Govardhan, not as a Krishna. He is like a Krishna also. But gopis has told that Haridasa Varga, he is the most
best servant of Hari.
Of Hari. He can give anything we like, but Krishna cannot give. He will have to borrow something from Radhika and then he will give. But Radhika has not to borrow anything from Krishna and she will give as a whole Krishna with whole affection and love and everything. So the servants of Srimati Radhika, maid servants and Palladasi of that time. So if a Vaishnava is found, then you should see that Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लौल्यमपि मूल्यमेकलं कोटि जन्म सुकृतेर् न लभ्यते. रारामानंद हैज टोल्ड टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन हिज डायलॉग दैट कृष्ण भक्ति रस भाविता मति क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते. इफ ए मैन इज फाउंड, इफ ए डिवोटी इज फाउंड हैविंग सो मच गुड क्वालिटी ऑफ प्रेम, a very rasi devotee and tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means knowing all the tattva or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhakti Swami or what such as Maharashtra or the Bhakti Siddha. So he should be Siddhanta with, and other hand he will be, he should be very rasi in Bhagavat. If it is found, then you should try to buy at once, without delay, a moment, you should buy. It will, the cost of this, whose mind, whose heart is immersed in Krishna prema, in this world, is very rare to have. So if anyhow, by any fortune, if we see that right, at once we should buy that, because by sadhu sangha, ordinary by sadhu sangha, we can have bhakti. But prema bhakti will not be had. We cannot have prema bhakti by that atheist dasamana. Those who are so high, so rasi, Vaishnava, like Raya Ramananda, like Narada, like Rupa Sanatana, Jiva Goswami, and all others, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and our Guru Parampara, if they are found, we should buy at this place. By bhakti, it will not be bad. Never. If you have done bhakti in thousand and lakh births, and you are doing sadhu sangha ordinary, what we are doing, we cannot have, we cannot buy. And if we associate with so first class, high class of rasik vaishnava, then it will automatically come down in our heart. So so we should try to buy. So he is telling, Satan prasanna mama vidya samjitam avanta visha.
Raskritkarna rasayana
rasa. When we will associate a vajna like that, so many very sweet harikatha, transcendental, rasapurna harikatha will be there. Understand what I told? Harikatha will be told. And these harikatha are so powerful. You'll have to do nothing. As Sukadeva Goswami told Srimad Bhagavat, Superchief Maharaj, he had no time to practice all Samadang, Kirtanang, Vishnu, Smaranang, Padasevanang, he had no time to do all these things, practice. And by hearing continuous, after some 7 days, he went to Golok Vrindavan and he had the mood of gopis and he received Krishna. He has received the service of Krishna like gopis. It has been told in Bhagavad Bhagavatam. He also gave it to her mother, Uttaradaraj also. So, Satang prasanga mama vidya sambhidam bhavanta ritakarana rasayana rasitakarana rasayata. So sweet fast. And also, if you are understanding the meaning and explanation, very rasayan to our hearts also. Wow. Like, I may give an example. Krishna is going to grazing cow. With thousand and thousand and lakhs of his companions, with lakhs of, so many lakhs, cows with him. Only Nandanandan, Nand Maharaj has 9 lakhs of cows. Vrishabhanu Maharaj has 11 lakhs of cows, more than Nand Baba. And Upananda and so many goats, lakhs and lakhs of goats have so many cows. All cows grazing together. Controlled by Krishna. Dhiri, dhiri. If Krishna uttered this through his throat, all cows ascend. They can so slowly go. If he is seeing any river or any pond, then he is telling, Niri, Niri. Niri means water. You have come to water, you should take water. And all cows goes to pond or river and takes water. Choo-choo means take water. And once they control all cows by, and Krishna know by name all cows. And it tells that tiri-tiri, they comes down from pond and again slowly moving. Very good scenery. When Krishna went to the forest, gopis were seeing Krishna. Yasoda Maya taking Krishna, sometimes giving him so auspicious things that you should return safely and all this. She was not willing to leave Krishna alone going. But Krishna went there. They returned to home. And then the Kishori Gopi, you know,
teenage girl,
like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all, assembled in their homes and began to each other glories of Krishna. That Satang Prasangam Amrita Sambhara. That Katha. What Katha? Oh. If Krishna has given, if God has given eyes, what is the fruit of having these eyes? I know nothing other than to see Krishna. If there are eyes, these eyes not to see all these worldly things. Eyes has been given by God only to see. But why he has made up this
eyelid?
Eye?
Eyelid.
Eye? And why tears? They obstruct to see Krishna. One gopi is telling to other gopi, oh, Krishna is going to be cow. Come on. Then another gopi told, answer, how we can go? Our mother-in-law,
sister-in-law,
my father and mother, my husband is there. Don't tell loudly, otherwise they will hear and broke our leg. She told, no, we should go. Why they are going to see Krishna? We must go and see. Krishna and Baldeva are going, having flowed in their lips so sweetly, playing on floor, they are going one forest to another forest, with surrounded by all boys, with mother. Their gopis are saying that Krishna and Balaram both are going and both have their
lowly
to here. But the fact is not that, which are understanding outward. They want to see only Krishna. We should see that Baldev never, very rarely used Bansi. He used Singa. So, Baldev Prabhu is going some forward. He is knowing that I should not disturb gopis and Krishna meeting. So he is going forward. So, who is backward?
Behind.
And any flute here, this should see. One meaning is hidden also here. That gopis are telling that sometimes, leaving behind all his friends, Krishna met the gopi at Kusum Sarova Aradhana. So, here he is telling that there are two boys, two, Radha and Krishna. Here not Balram, Baldev is omitted. Brajesh Sutayo. Here Brajesh Sutayo means Baldev and Krishna, but Dasdev told that Brajesh Sutayo, Brajesh is Artu, Vishwanu Maharaj and Nanda Baba.
Brajesh is king of Braj.
Brajesh means king of Braj. There are two. One, Vishwanu Maharaj. And second,
Nanda Maharaj.
The son of
Nanda
Maharaj. And the daughter of
Vishwanu.
When they are together, on Venu Yushtam, Krishna played on the fort and Srimati Radhika took it in her hand. And he began to
play,
to give a blow, air in the, and Krishna was doing like this, both combined. If anyone has eyes to see, then these eyes are shuffle. So, here he is telling, satang prasanga mamabhil. So, the persons of Krishna, each other telling, these Harikatha are so powerful that they will come through our ears and ears, and they will clear up all evils and everything, and they will make a very good, sweet asan for Krishna, and Krishna will easily see here. So we should have an association like all these Vaishnavas. But bhakti is not chalked, not stopped, going on. Some sadha, sadha means sadha at first, and then rati means bhav bhakti, and then going to
prema.
It is in the same level for 100 years, 1,000 years, and lakhs of janm, only sadha is there, then it may be this way. Our sadhya should go up to bhav, and from bhav, it's go to prema. Then we will be out of this maya, illusory maya, and we will go to Golok Vrindavan. So we should try to develop our bhakti in such a beautiful and powerful association of Vaishnava. If it is done, it is so good. And otherwise, our bhakti will be chopped and it will be rotten, and then it will dry. So Swami Maharaj has come to keep this thing. So our bhakti should not be stopped in a same
level
as it was in
as before.
Before 50 years before or 10 years before. So gradually it must go in the association of bhakti. So we should try to develop our bhakti, not to stop our bhakti in any way. So I wish that I should carry the mission of Swamiji, what he has. He has also told me at the time of his departure from this world that I had brought so many disciples from there. I tried my higher level. I
tried my best.
Best to improve their bhakti. To some extent I did, but now Krishna is calling me and I have to go there. So I request you to help them. Otherwise the bhakti will be stopped, they will not go up. So I thought that I must go there. And he has arranged everything. Krishna has also arranged. And this mission to take the pit dust of sacred pit dust of Swamiji, I will take wherever we go. I am hearing that some